Good evening. Welcome to an hour of music from around the world. The program is Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle. Tonight, exploring lots of traditional music from Eastern Asia. In a few minutes, we'll be listening to the sounds of the pipa performed by Wu Man and the master musicians of the Silk Road. A fine performance. We'll hear from that in just a few minutes. But speaking of the Silk Road, we're going to listen to the group known as A Moving Sound. They are fronted by vocalist Mia Asay and musician Scott Prairie. A couple of years ago, they put out a fine release on Motema Records here in the States. We're going to get to a couple of tunes from that. We're going to hear the track called Silk Road, but let's begin with this one. This is Flying Dombra, music from A Moving Sound and of Asia on this evening's Earthbeat.
Yeah. Thank you.
Music from the Silk Road by Wu Man, performer of the plucked stringed instrument, the pipa. Also on the bowed instrument, the tanbur, we heard Abuvali Abu Abdurashidov, Abduvali Abdurashivov and on tanbur, and the dutor is Sirojidan Yurovev. An improvisation for 3.5 instruments from a collection on Smithsonian Folkways called Music of Central Asia, Volume 10, Borderlands, Wu Man, and Master Musicians of the Silk Road. Before that, we heard two tracks from the Taiwanese outfit known as A Moving Sound. Their American debut on Motema Records, we heard two tracks, one called Silk Road, and we began with something called Dynasty. The Silk Road, of course, is the trade route that was used for centuries, going between China, India, and much of the East. You're listening to Earthbeat here on KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. A playlist for all of the tracks heard on tonight's show can be found on our website at krvs.org. For the next few minutes, we'll be hearing music from Cambodia. We'll hear a couple from the pop star Shukichi Kina in a couple of minutes, but let's begin with the traditional ensemble known as Rock Sme Kamara. And this group employs many traditional instruments. We'll be hearing something that a song about rice cooked in an earthen pot, Be Thlaing. That's taken from an album entitled Light from Heaven. Again, the Cambodian group Rock Sme Kamara. Thank you. music from the 1990s from Cambodia by Shukichi Kina. That was Eternally Ecstasy. Before that, Hasai Ojisan. And then we heard the Cambodian traditional group Raksme Kamara doing Be'eth Lang. You're listening to Earthbeat here on KRFS. We're going to hear Japanese group The Onde Koza in just a minute. This is Tibetan singer Young Chen Lamo.
Thank you.
The Taiko Drum Collaborative, the Onde Koza, the Demon Drummers of Japan, with a track called Odaiko. Here on Earthbeat, which was produced in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. A playlist for all of the tracks heard on tonight's Earthbeat can be found on our website. Head to krvs.org. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next week for more sounds from all around the world right here on Earthbeat.
A new CD release by Lisa Lynn and the Elfin Love Tribe featured this week on Harpistry. Check it out Sunday at midnight and Monday at noon on KRVS or podcasts at krvs.org.
Please join me for From the Shamrock Shore, an hour of Irish traditional music from the 1920s to today, Thursday at 8 p.m., right here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
KRVS 88.7 FM.